afterward to section 11. More invention, in an extravagant key. The poet's imagination brims with desire in the form of a rich woman watching from her window 28 young men bathe by the shore, one for each year of her life. Whatever other meanings might be attached to the number 28, the length of the lunar, solar, and menstrual cycles, the number of male consorts attending to the Egyptian moon goddess Isis, the second perfect number after 6, and so on, the true number is 1, the expansive identity of the self, which contains everyone, woman, poet, reader. For the unseen hand passing over the bathers belongs not only to the woman who in her imagination joins the men in the water, but to the reader tracing a finger over the lines of the poet composing the scene. The poem as act and object of desire, another invention of the poet who discovered that unity is all and always subject to the immutable law of nature, that desire flows over the boundaries raised and enforced by custom, taste, and legal opinion. Whitman is innocent, of course, because in the act of writing he becomes other, a change agent splashing water where he will. He doesn't care if you get wet, and that is the point. Readers now and in the future can join in the fun that is more serious than you might first imagine. He is the woman seizing fast to all the young men, here and everywhere, who live and die in his lines over and over again.